Hi, everyone. So good to talk to you again. You know, before I read you my blog for this week, I wanted to give you a little backstory about why I wrote about this. I don't know how many of you remember seeing an advertisement on TV about Oprah and Weight Watchers, but it really got my attention because what she said is, "Hey, everybody, I just want you to know that I can eat bread and I've lost 26 pounds. That was her big announcement, you know, and she owns a part of Weight Watchers. And she said that with such excitement. And I thought to myself, you mean to tell me that we don't know that we could eat bread and still lose weight? And that you're telling us something that we never knew, and now we want to rush to Weight Watchers because now we can eat bread?" That really, really bothered me. So I wrote a blog about it because I know she struck a nerve with the general public like us, because I think we have all these ideas in our heads about what we can and cannot eat. And right now, one of the poisons seem to be gluten and bread, especially bread. I've been around the block a few times. I mean, I've been on a lot of diets before. And I can remember so many different scientific research that says that fat is bad for you and this is good for you and blah, 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 blah. And then 10 years later, the thing that was poison is now the best thing for you. Fat is a really good example of that. 20 years ago, as long as you ate something that didn't have fat in it, you could lose weight. And I remember there was this woman, her name was Susan Powers. I think that was her name. And she wrote this book about how she lost all this weight eating her favorite food, bagels. Well, me being a person maybe like you now, like with Oprah talking about all you can eat bread and lose weight. She got me so excited. I bought her book. And at the time, in my chiropractic office, I had a lot of other people that were working for me. And we all went crazy with eating bagels and losing weight. It was so fabulous, we all thought. But of course, you know, a little time after that, we all gained our weight back and we got sick of bagels. So, you know, there's no magic potion. And that's the truth. So when Oprah gets on and tells you this is the magic potion, you can eat bread and lose weight, you really have to think about this because you could always eat bread and lose weight. Anyway, enough of this. Let me read my blog for the day, and I would love to know your thoughts about Oprah's new advertising campaign. And if you're running over to Weight Watchers, or if you're kind of in the background like me going, WTF. Okay, so here's my blog for the day. And I named it, "Oprah Says You Can Lose Weight and Eat Bread." Thanks, Oprah. If you hadn't told me, I would never have known. And then I put a little sad face right next to it. And then I reply, "Not." You know, I find this fascinating. As usual, society has told us what we can and cannot eat to lose weight. And bread is on the cannot eat list. However, I remember about 20 years ago when any foods without fat were on the eat all you want list. I believed bagels were the answer to my permanent weight loss struggles. I ended my lifetime Weight Watcher membership after 20 years of yo-yo dieting when I was going through menopause. I decided that I needed a new way to control myself. And I found that using an extrinsic source of any kind wasn't working for me anymore. So I stopped. And guess what? I'm free! But guess what I chose instead of Weight Watchers? This is the clincher. I chose me. I chose to control myself. What a concept. I think all diet plans work for a while, but they never really give us the opportunity to find out what our bodies need and want. If you've never been in touch with your body in this way before, then going through menopause is a rude awakening. Your body doesn't work the same that it used to. And it's been heading in this direction for a long time, probably like 10 years, called perimenopause. But you weren't listening because you were so preoccupied with counting your points or counting your calories or listening to some outside source. Now, I'm not going to pick a fight with Oprah for gosh sakes, but you have always had the ability to lose weight and eat bread. This is nothing new. But when she advertises it, I can see a lot of you running over to sign up for Weight Watchers because you also want to eat bread and lose weight. And this is the sad state of our minds. We want to eat the things we cannot eat, whatever they may be. Bread, fat, apples just seem to be the poison of the moment. Well, not apples, but I'm going to get on to apples in a minute. But the bread, the gluten, you know what I'm talking about. A few years ago, Oprah was on a diet that prevented her from eating apples. And I distinctly remember her saying, "What I would do to eat an apple." And what I know for sure is that if you are depriving yourself of bread or anything else, you will want it. And one way or another, you will eat it. In fact, you'll probably eat more than just one serving. You know what I'm talking about. This response is caused by the most primitive part of your brain, and you cannot fight against your brain. It will win every single time. Trust me. So my wish for you and Oprah is to feel this intrinsic connection to what your body needs and wants. And more than anything else, know that you can eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full, and you can eat what you want if you really want it and if you really are feeling it, and to learn that you are able to control yourself. You. Now, if Oprah could do that, she'd be writing this blog. I love that. So listen, let's talk if this is something that resonates with you. And if you'd like to learn how to do your own self-control from inside of you, to learn to listen to what your body really needs and want, let's talk. I offer free mini sessions. We talk. I help you. If anything, I just help you try to see your mind a little bit more clearly and see how it's not helping you get ahead. The other thing I want you to know is that I'm doing a free call on the first Wednesday of every month, and it's going to be like a radio show, like a call-in show. I've always wanted one, so I'm creating it. And I will talk about topics just like this, whatever's on my mind. Right now, this Oprah thing is on my mind, so I'm talking about it. But whatever is on my mind that relates to weight, to menopause, to your mind, and how I can help set you free. I call it get out of jail free, or what I really mean is get out of your mind for free. So until next time, it was great talking to you again, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.